Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for all of our Brain Trust members congratulating us on our 20th. So I'm Jim Blasingame. I think I said that. And Wayne Cruz is our guest. He's with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Wayne, tell us about it quickly.
CEI is a pro-market-oriented advocacy analysis group and been in existence now for 33 years, since 1984.
So check it out, folks, and you know from Wayne's work, you know they're worthy of your support. If you want to get smarter about what's going on in regulatory state, you'll go and follow Wayne, whatever he does. Wayne, there's something going on right now in Washington. The income tax, the tax so-called reform. It won't be a lot of reform, but I'm concerned about it from your standpoint. And here's why: they're creating a brand new tax level. It's called the pass-through level that's never existed before, and they're talking about giving it some rates. So if a small business, an S-corp like mine, I have business income, I have personal income. So they would tax my business income at those rates, and then they would add that number to my personal income at the personal rates. But now, so it's a whole new calculation, and what worries me is – there, because small business owners have the ability to move income around. We can pay ourselves more rent. We can pay ourselves more salary. We can pay ourselves more bonus. You see what I mean? We can move it around in ways that maybe other people can't as much, bigger corporations necessarily. But we've always been able to do that. It's one of the advantages of being a small business owner. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing's illegal. But I'm worried that this new pass-through entity is going to give the IRS a new way of enforcing, because it seems to me that the pass-through tax level could become a conflict with the personal tax level. Right. And the IRS would say, whoa. In fact, Wayne, in their language, they actually said this: we're not going to let any wealthy individuals subvert this tax. That's almost exactly what they said.
And boom, there's how you see it.
Bingo.
And there's how it got in there. There's why it got in there.
That's my point.
I'm glad.
Aren't you worried?
I'm glad you brought this.
I've been warning people about this all year long. Nobody. I don't hear anybody else talking about this.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, because it's going to give the IRS too much ability to, in quotes, interpret.
That's exactly right.
The taxpayer.
And there'll be a thousand lawsuits over this.
That's right. We were talking earlier about the ways agencies regulate. Well, IRS is one of the biggest offenders when it comes to issuing confusing guidance. If you imagine a pyramid, the very tip top of the pyramid is the tax code, and a little bit below that is Treasury regulation. Everything else from the middle to the base of the pyramid is all of IRS's letters and interpretations and notices and so forth. And so they're going to be issuing those all of the time and confusing taxpayers. But you can also be sure, especially as administrations change and you get an administration not necessarily as friendly to business and is going to say, well, the way this is to be interpreted by the business person is such and so, and it's not going to be in your favor. So I think this is a very, very legitimate thing to raise concerns about. We want to make taxes smoother and easier and simpler, but something like that, to me, just in my first impression of it here, is that's going to make it way too easy for the IRS.
There was actually a paragraph in the document. I saw this, and the first half of the paragraph said, "We're going to create a new pass-through entity with a top rate of 25%." Period. New sentence. But we're not going to let any rich, wealthy individual subvert this tax. I'm paraphrasing whatever that last sentence was. I don't remember exactly. But that was the gist of it. So in one paragraph, side-by-side sentences, they said, we're going to give you this, and then we're probably going to take it away.
Right. IRS is saying in that one line that they're going to do what they want to do. And this is the problem with a government that's too large and that can do too much and can regulate too many things. You find the same thing in other regulations where, regardless of what the rule says, part in there that says, let us check with us first. It's a mother may I
right.
situation.
You know, but see, this is another, this tax, this pass-through tax is another level of control of small businesses that they didn't have before.
I'd be very concerned about it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take a further look at it, too.
I hope you will. I'll send you that language today. Hey, Wayne, I need your website one more time, please.
CEI.org. Very simple. CEI.org. And thank you.
Thank you for being here. Thanks for the, keep up the good work. We'll talk to you next time.
You
Wayne
too.
Cruz,
my
ladies
pleasure.
And gentlemen,
have
an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without him. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.